This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310, 321-1310. Don't forget as well, you can find Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. And we are joined in studio this morning by Melissa Wenger and Andy Yardrow from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, Sean. Hard to believe it's already Thursday.
I know. It's a nice short week. Gotta love it. Melissa, how are you today?
Looking forward to some sunshine, hopefully.
Hopefully. Fingers are crossed. And it looks like we might get a little as the sun's coming up this morning. We've got a fantastic conversation ahead. We're going to be talking about different areas when it comes to saving into retirement, different types of accounts, whether it's a Roth 401k or after-tax accounts and those type of things. Before we get rolling, though, on this week's conversation, of course, each and every week we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week's prize, $25 gift card for Kohl's. Before we start talking about this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
You bet. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and congrats to last week's winner. So last week's question was, what is the current inflation rate for the United States as of May 10th, 2019? And the answer was 2% for the 12 months ended April 29, as published on May 10th, 2019 by the U.S. Labor Department.
And we will do a new Klaus Quiz Question Week again coming up this week on this show at the end of the program. Little tip, listen closely. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. We'll tell you how you can win that $25 gift card to Kohl's a little bit later on in the program. As mentioned, though, of course, we're going to be talking today about some of the areas to consider when it comes to saving into retirement, such as a Roth 401k or some of those after-tax accounts, aren't we?
Yeah, so we spend a lot of time on the show talking and suggesting to our listeners that they're saving into their retirement plans at work. Just to be completely clear, the key to the retirement savings is that you're saving somewhere into some form of account that you're able to draw from in retirement, be it a 401k, an IRA, or after-tax accounts. The point is that you're saving enough that you can plan appropriately for your income going into retirement. Now, you need to be aware of what your workplace offers, if it's a 403b, a 401k, maybe it's a type of pension, or maybe they don't offer a plan, and then you need to look at what options you have on your own outside of work. You need to also understand the limits based on either the plan or your age or, you know, what's out there by the legal limits for your contributions that you do into each plan. Something that's really important, really, is to understand the implications between what is traditional versus Roth versus pre-tax. Again, whether it's a 401k, 403b, or whether it's an IRA, but traditional being you're putting the money in pre-tax, Roth meaning you're putting the money in after-tax money that's going to grow tax-free, and then after-tax investments, which are possible without being just a savings account. That's where you've already paid the money the tax on your money, come out of your check at work, and then you've put it into an after-tax type investment. Similar to a savings at the bank, only you can invest the money, and it can have the potential to grow like an IRA or a 401k would. The biggest thing to get information on when you're talking about a workplace plan is, does your company offer a match to your plan? If they offer a match and you're not a part of that, you're pretty much just leaving free money on the table. So at a very bare minimum, if your company offers a plan that gives free money, you should be taking advantage of that, and you need to be at least putting in enough of that plan to match for the free money so that you're not leaving that match on the table. But also remember, we do suggest that kind of the baseline to get started in savings is to be putting away about 10 to 15% of your paycheck into retirement savings. Compound interest is really going to be your friend in this case.
Very, very good stuff. Talking with Melissa Wenger and Andy Yardrow. They, of course, are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Melissa and Andy, they are here to answer them for you right now. Pick up the phone, give us a call. Our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online as well. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. Fantastic website, by the way. You can learn all about Kloss Financial, all their different divisions, different ways they can help you, or if you are a business owner as well, help you when it comes to helping your employees with retirement planning. Also, a great link there down on the bottom. It's a place for you to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. It also gives you a link to the most recent podcast as well. Just get to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Give them a call now. Make that appointment, 442-5637. So let's talk then about some of the mistakes, and we'll probably break this up over a couple of segments here. But let's talk about some of the mistakes that people will sometimes make when it comes to planning for their retirement or for their retirement.
That is a great question. And we want to remind everyone that being retirement planners, ideally, we are helping people avoid these mistakes. Yes. So hopefully when our listeners hear some of these potential mistakes, some bells will go off and they'll proceed with caution when they come across them. So let's start out with mistake number one, which is staying too aggressive in your portfolio. Now, it's always important to first think about your own specific situation, your age, risk tolerance, risk capacity, debt, things like that. But generally speaking, you want to dial down the aggressiveness of your portfolio as you approach retirement. Reason being is that as you get closer to retirement, you just have less time to make up any market losses, so you need to structure things in a way that does protect against some of the downside. This is why we stress proper asset allocation. So let me give a quick example. The S&P 500 lost over 50% from top to bottom during the financial crisis. Now, if you had retired with an all-stock portfolio during that time frame, that could have potentially been catastrophic for your retirement plan, and you could have potentially had losses that you just simply couldn't recover from.
Very, very good. Let's talk then, too, about some of the, you know, we mentioned in the earlier in the show, the last conversation we had there about pensions, and people don't always fully understand those, do they?
They don't. Yeah, this is another big one, too. So three words here, take these slowly. You really need to look carefully at the different payout options that you have, because once you choose them, you generally can't go back and change. So three kind of common payout options that we see, and then there's some sub options underneath these, but the single life option, and that's where the pension income payments would stop after the pension owner dies. There's joint life, where all or some of the income would continue to the surviving spouse when the pension owner dies. Or a lump sum option where you'd get all your money in one big chunk, and then it's on you to invest it and generate income after that. So again, with these, you just really need to take your time to evaluate, because the wrong choice could really leave you and a loved one in a potentially unintended financial position.
And am I right on this? Once you make that choice has been made, right? You really want, as you point out, take this slow, is you really want to weigh this and consider it.
Exactly. Yeah, you generally cannot go back and change them, so that's why you need to take your time, and you're not forcing yourself into anything that you are going to regret 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
Andy Yardrow and Melissa Wenger joining us this morning. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. Telephone number 442-5637. We'll talk about some more mistakes that you might be making, or some of the mistakes that people sometimes make when it comes to retirement planning. We'll take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by Melissa Wenger and Andy Yardrow from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Melissa, Andy, and everyone at Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And if you haven't done so already, scroll down to the bottom. There's a little envelope there. It says Stay Current. You can subscribe right there to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly email, a little snapshot, what's going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. If you missed maybe part of today's show or maybe you missed one of the previous shows, you can stay current and stay caught up by simply getting to KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And we last left off in that last segment talking a little bit about some of the mistakes that people sometimes make when it comes to retirement and retirement planning. One of the big areas is health. And as anybody that's, I know we're probably going to bring up COBRA, I once had to change jobs, actually involuntarily changed jobs, and had to pay for COBRA. And you realize, holy moly, you got to love your employer for picking up that portion of it. But let's talk about people sometimes making the mistake of not realizing health care coverage until they're able to get some the government stuff, right?
Yeah, it is a big one. And when you think initially about retirement mistakes, health insurance may not be the first thing that comes to mind. But I can tell you, and I'm sure Melissa would echo this, that the cost of health insurance and planning around that in retirement is a topic that we are having, if not in every, but certainly most of our conversations with clients. So this is especially relevant for those retiring early because you have to figure out how you're going to cover the health insurance gap between retirement and age 65, which is the Medicare eligibility age. Now, again, you can begin Medicare at age 65, so the important thing is prior to that, you need to consider some other options. A few of those may be, like Sean, you mentioned, COBRA insurance, which is simply a continuation of your former employer's plan for up to 18 months after retirement. You might also possibly jump on a spouse's plan if they are still working, or maybe you're even one of those individuals lucky enough to work for somebody where retirement, early retirement benefits may include covering the cost of health insurance. Kind of rare. We don't see that often, but it is worth mentioning. The other thing that we consistently have conversations about is the Affordable Care Act. Now, there are a lot of intricacies with that, qualifying for subsidies, income restrictions, things of that nature. More detailed than we'll get to on today's show, but the bottom line is that a lot of detailed planning is involved with the cost of health insurance and retirement. So just like anything else, you really need to slow down and spend some time thinking about it.
Real good stuff there. Andrew Yardrow and Melissa Wenger joining us from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. Let's talk then about Social Security, and that's got to be a pretty big one. Let's talk about some of the mistakes people might be making when it comes to choosing the time to take their Social Security.
Yeah, actually, taking your Social Security and the timing of that can create a big mistake if you don't do it correctly. So it's really tricky. You got to take your time and make sure you understand what you're able to get and when. So looking at your Social Security income figures, you know, the earliest you can pull Social Security is 62, but that doesn't mean that's your full retirement age or the most you can get. Full retirement age for most people at this point is about 66 or age 67. You know, you'll see on your statement it might be 66 and 7 months, which is an odd figure, but it's important to understand that's your full retirement age. And then past your full retirement age, Social Security will increase at about 8% a year up to age 70. At age 70, it stops increasing, so if you're not taking it by then, you know, we really suggest that you do because there's no reason to wait any longer at that point. But you need to understand the benefits and the downfalls of those. You know, if you look at just the math of it, the break-even point is if you're going to live over 81, then you should wait to pull Social Security at 70. But that's not the hard and fast bet for everybody. You know, what if you can't get the income elsewhere, maybe you need to pull it early. You need to understand that that's one of the biggest parts about saving properly for retirement in the background, too, is not to 100% rely on Social Security, but use Social Security to supplement the other plans that you've managed to set up so that you can take your Social Security at the time that's most beneficial for your entire portfolio.
Talking with Melissa Wenger and Andy Yardrow this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online klossfinancial.com. And Melissa, what about you mentioned, of course, Social Security and not looking at those numbers properly. What about withdrawal rates from your portfolio and understanding what's proper and kind of keeping that in check?
Yeah. So they really go hand in hand. You need to look at how much your Social Security is going to be and then how much your portfolio is and what the right amount to take out of that is, which is, again, another reason to kind of plan early. We'd love to tell you that, you know, you need to live on $1,000 a month. But if you don't have that from someplace other than Social Security, that's hard. But as far as drawing too much each year from a portfolio, we're going to suggest between 4 and 5% draw on the portfolio, depending on your age and your circumstance. And the reason we say that is, Andy discussed earlier, the proper allocation as you get closer to retirement. Well, if you're allocated properly in any of your portfolios, your goal is to average about a 4 to 6% return, because that's conservative enough that if there is a drawback in the market, you're not going to lose too heavily. That's a drawdown that you can come back from. But if you're making 4 to 6% and you're drawing somewhere in that 4 to 5% range, the average over the long term is that you're really living off of your interest. Now, that'll go up and down on the daily or on the annual, you know, here to there. But the goal really is to keep around that 4 to 5% annual draw from your portfolio, so that in the long term you end up just keeping your portfolio intact and you don't have to risk running out of money. They call that a sustainable draw rate.
Very, very good. And then what about the temptation to kind of time things out?
Oh, I love timing the market. Isn't that just such a great thing? If your crystal ball is clearer than mine, please loan it to me. Nobody has a crystal ball. Everybody loves to say, oh, I read history, I know how it goes, and, you know, I know when to go in and when to go out. The problem is to be, you don't know for sure. Anything can change the market. You know, we don't have crystal balls. We'd love to say history will always repeat itself, but it doesn't. Things change over time. So if the biggest problem is pulling the money out when you think the market is going down because you're nervous, well, did you pull it out too late and now you've already lost some? Then you don't know when to get back in. Now you're nervous that the market went down, so you don't know when to go back in. Well, maybe you missed a bunch of the growth on the way back up. It's never a good idea to try to time the market. Your best bet really is to stick in a good, secure portfolio that's conservative but has the ability to grow as well when you get into the retirement years, and let it go at a good, even pace where you can go up a little, you can go down a little, but you don't have huge waves with the market.
Great advice, Melissa Wenger and Andy Yardrow, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial online. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Do not forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, not only will we continue our conversation about some mistakes that you need to avoid, we'll also do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Andy Yardrow and Melissa Wenger this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Talking this morning about some of the mistakes to avoid when it comes to retirement planning, and of course, mistakes people sometimes make in retirement itself. Is there anything else as far as mistakes that we should probably be avoiding?
Yeah, I think the last and final big one to point out here is not being tax-wise in retirement. Mm. So you may have heard the old saying, it's not what you earn, it's what you keep, and that's due to taxes, right? So you just have to be smart and understand the implications of the different decisions that you're making and how that potentially could be taxable. I like to think back to an example. I had an individual come to me a couple of years ago. She had a non-qualified annuity, didn't like it, so she was going to cash that out and buy mutual funds instead, not understanding that that would have been entirely taxable as ordinary income.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, you just need to be careful, look at your situations carefully, seek your professional guidance, and make sure you check in with your financial advisor, your accountant, before you do something that could potentially cost you extra and unintended dollars in the long run.
As I think kind of the running thing through all of this, and I think every week probably the big show is the P word, which is plan. Know what you're doing before you do it. And I know sometimes some of this stuff can get tempting to make some moves and you say, oh, there's a great opportunity, got to do it now. plan, keep in mind, have a plan, a strategy, have a game plan. Very good advice this morning. Melissa Wenger and Andy Yardrow are retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Mentioned the website earlier, klossfinancial.com. You can learn all about Kloss Financial from the website. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Don't forget as well, we're going to hold on to that number because just in a moment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz question of the week. This week's prize, a $25 gift card to Kohl's. As a matter of fact, we'll do that right now. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. At what age can you begin Medicare coverage? Is it age 62, 65, or 70? First caller, Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. We'll win that $25 gift card to Kohl's. Don't forget, again, that is Kloss Financial's office here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss. Again, 442-5637 and online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Melissa, Andy, you guys have a fantastic week.
You too. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Take care, guys, and we will be joined by, of course, the doctor from Advocate MD next, right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.